And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to you right around the country. It's your Sunday morning tune-up over the next 60 minutes or so. It's Ed Phillips here. We're beaming across the Macquarie Network into all the capitals, into 2GB Sydney, 3AW Melbourne, 4BC in Brisbane, Adelaide's 5AA, and in Perth. Good morning to you there, bright and early via 6PR. We have one phone number, which is the one to target if you want to reach us, 131873. And I'm happy to say I'm flanked by delightful, healthy chef and nutritionist, Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Hello.
Good morning. What a beautiful day today.
And on my western flank, our favourite pharmacist, Gerald Quigley. Hello.
The delightful. How are you both? I really look forward to Sundays, to spending Sunday mornings with, even though, Ed, you can be a problem sometimes. We keep him under control, Zoe, and we've got some great things to talk about today, Ed, haven't we?
A little timely reminder too. It's probably 6 months now, 6 weeks rather, since our New Year's resolutions. And I know, like many of you, we target healthy ones, something to say, I want to lose some weight, I want to get healthier, I want to sleep better, feel better. This is a chance to maybe steer us back onto the right course if some of us have deviated. Give us a buzz, 131873. Our experts are here. It can be a nutrition question, something about medication, some aches and pains. And indeed, we're going to look at tinnitus very shortly, which a lot of people suffer from, including you, Zoe.
Yeah, I do. So I've had it for a long time, since I was probably about 16. I definitely noticed through periods of stress, it increases.
Sure.
And meditation, which is great. When I was reading all the research from today, it really kind of advocates meditation. So that's something I've always done, a bit of more mindfulness. And I definitely notice a difference if I eat the wrong kind of foods.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's not too fun having a ringing in your ear.
And it's very common, Ed, in your industry. So in media, where you're wearing earphones and things all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And back in your days of being a DJ, you know, that's
you
where
a
lot of the...
I'm one of those heavy rock stations back in the day. I broke a couple of sets of speakers in the studio.
Did you?
I was proud of that at the time, and they said, Ed, you really should turn it down a bit, mate.
And you wonder, really, where there's a generation now of Australians who wear ear pods all the time, constantly, and you wonder whether there is damage being done there that they will pay for as they get a little older.
Mm. I mean, the suggestion is that of our population, some 30% experience tinnitus at some point, and 15% report it constantly. So we're going to chat with sufferer and counsellor Marg Staples after the break. And I'm going to get you into the kitchen with something nutritious and delicious.
Well, it's a bit hot today, so I thought I'd do something a little bit cooling. It's 28 degrees in Sydney. So I'm going to do a maca banana ice block. Really, really simple. But again, has that bit of that nutritional punch in there to help to support your body.
Okay. A to Z of vitamins. What have you flagged today, Joe?
I have a ladies vitamin today, Ed, an energizer, rejuvenative. And we talked Trifala last week, remember?
Yep.
In Ayurveda. So this is an Ayurvedic herb, which is really making a comeback now in Australia. It's only been in India for about 3,000 years, but we're catching on to some of the benefits.
Good to know. And look, girl power continues. The fabulous AFLW season's well underway. We'll chat to Brisbane Lions superstar Emily Bates a little bit later on. They're taking on the D's a little bit later on today, so we'll get her thoughts on that. Round three coming up across the Women's League. It's going to be great fun. 131873 is our number. Our website is houseofwellness.com.au. One of our lucky callers going to air today will score the $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store around the country. So give us a buzz. 131873. We'd love to hear from you. Let's grab Kathleen first up, who's in Croydon, Victoria. Hello, Kathleen.
Good morning, all.
Hello, Kathleen.
It's mainly to Gerald. Potassium. You can't get them.
I gather there's been a shortage of those 600 milligram tablets, Kathleen, but there are others. And if you can't get a potassium from your local pharmacy, try health food store, because there are some mineral potassiums, lower strength, but they're still going to give you potassium. Are you taking a fluid tablet, Kathleen, that you need the potassium? Okay. And remember, high potassium foods, Zoe, we've got bananas and, although it's the Rolls Royce, but actually it's not the highest, is it?
No, there's avocado. I mean, this is such a simple
I can't have avocado.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Well, then bananas probably are your best choice. In them.
Yeah, and they've gone up to $5 a kilo.
Yes, and probably going higher as well.
And what you can do when they are, you know, you can freeze them really well when they are cheaper as well, and use them that way.
Yes. But the health food store, though, Kathleen, if you pop into a local health food store and if you have any issues, drop me a note through houseofwellness.com.au and I'll do some research for you.
Okay, excellent. Jim, let's come to you in Frankston this morning. Welcome to the House of Wellness.
Oh, g'day, everybody.
Hello, Jim.
Supplement for arthritis in my knees and my lower back. What can I start on there?
Well, there's a combination of three, Jim, which I find as people like Ed get older and older, arthritic joints become a problem. And it is turmeric, which is a magnificent pain-relieving herb. Omega-3, so fish oil, krill oil, salmon oil, any of those things reduce inflammation. And magnesium at night does make a difference to your quality of sleep because it helps your joints recover from all the hard work across the day. Now, there's no magic solution, Jim. Anti-inflammatory foods, as Zoe, we talk about anti-inflammatory foods almost every week, don't we, Zoe? Because you've just got to do it.
Yeah, you really need them in your diet. So all those big, beautiful, colourful foods, you know, the oranges, the greens, they've all got these lovely bioflavonoids and anti-inflammatories in them. So it's about incorporating them. Obviously, all of those oily fish and avocado, nuts and seeds, hemp seeds, flaxseed, chia seeds, they're quite diverse and you can add them into your diet quite easily and you can buy them quite cheaply now as well.
More and more foods are seeing turmeric as one of the ingredients added on. There's juices now you can get everywhere. There's extra meals with that beautiful addition. That's very high quality anti-inflammatory as well.
And it's taken us a long time, but we're starting to realise that that food is medicine. If food is information that our body uses, and it can either be good or bad. The choice is ours, and we're starting to wake up a little now.
Jim's in the draw for our $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher, as will all our callers be. We'll pick one at the end of the show. Tim, let's come to you in Montmorency. Good morning.
Good morning, Gerald.
Hi, Tim. How can we help you?
I've started taking, it's a Swiss product, for memory and focus.
Yes.
And it's got ginkgo, brahmi, and B vitamins, B5, 6, 12, a whole lot of B vitamins. And I've noticed normally my urine flow is white and clear. But since I've started taking these tablets, the urine has turned bright yellow.
Yes, straw coloured, we call it. Tim, and that is a byproduct of the vitamin Bs that are in those medications. Nothing to worry about. That's perfectly normal.
It's a significant colour change.
Yeah, that's okay. And that's it's still, that's the B. And that's the breakdown products of the B. So, as we say, with all of these things, keep well hydrated because your brain craves fluid. So keep well hydrated, but don't stress about the change of colour. It's only the vitamin B breakdown product. So steam ahead, and it's a good combination for memory as well, Tim.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Tim. Good luck with that. 131873 is our number here. It's the House of Wellness. We're here for the next hour or so right around the country. Love you to stay with us. Next up, chatting tinnitus. Gerald always complains about a nagging ringing in his ear. That's probably my fault, isn't it, mate? But it is a serious condition affecting some, perhaps 30% of the population at some point as well. We'll chat next with sufferer and counsellor Marg Staples, who's going to join us right after this here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Stock up and save with half price off the entire Go Healthy vitamin range, now at Chemist Warehouse.
Well, you may have heard about probiotics, but what are they exactly? Probiotics are live bacteria that naturally occur in certain foods like yogurt, fermented vegetables, and even sauerkraut. BioGland BioHappy 100 billion probiotic from Chemist Warehouse contains live probiotic bacteria that may help to support healthy digestive function as well as help to assist in the maintenance of healthy immune function. You may even find probiotics beneficial for lowering blood pressure and lessening the effects of gingivitis. BioGland BioHappy 100 billion probiotic is just $36.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. Vitamin supplements shouldn't replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning, everyone. Ed Phillips here with you right around the country, joined by Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Tinnitus sufferer. It's quite a common complaint, as we're finding out, Zoe. Mm. It suggests, with the latest research, that some 30% of the population experience it at some point, while 15% report constant tinnitus symptoms. We get a lot of calls here on the show about it, wondering if there's more we can do it. In fact, plenty of well-known celebrities are in the same boat, suffering from tinnitus, including Bob Dylan. That might explain some of his horrendous lyrics. Barbara Streisand is a tinnitus sufferer. Whoopi Goldberg, Neil Young was as well. And recently diagnosed, Will.i.am, and he'd be one with very loud speakers and headphones constantly, so that ringing would continue. Marg Staples is joining us right now. She's a counsellor and with the Tinnitus Association of Victoria as well. Nice to have you with us, Marg.
Thank you, Ed. Nice to be there.
Let's get the clinical definition, I suppose, of tinnitus and see how many symptoms perhaps people can relate to.
Well, tinnitus is a symptom of a malfunction in the auditory system. It is thought to be the filters in the brain that are damaged. What really causes it? It's still a mystery and still being looked at. But we do know that exposure to loud sounds, such as a nightclub or a concert, but also stress and trauma and some medications play, you know, a huge part of this, which you have just mentioned. Mm. And again, as you mentioned, our figures sort of suggest 17 to 20% of the population have tinnitus. It is a huge issue, especially with the young people, with all their auditory, all their earphones in their ears and all that, and no protection.
It's quite interesting.
Sorry?
Oh, so it's quite interesting, Marg, because I sort of found that ringing in my ear from about 16, 17 years old. And that's definitely when I started to listen to music. But then as I got older and I did scuba diving, I noticed that increase. And I actually did see an ENT and he said that I had swimmer's ear and that could be the cause of the tinnitus. What can I do? Because I've tried meditation. I've definitely looked at my diet and those sort of pro-inflaming foods I've tried to lessen. But is there any kind of general...
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, we with our clients, we've been. I've had tinnitus for 13 years, and being tinnitus has been going for 25 years. We tell people there is no cure because I think false hope doesn't help anybody. But you've always got to have hope.
Mm-hmm.
No cure, and we suggest they don't waste money on so-called cures.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There are some people out there who suggest that you can find a cure. The most effective way we suggest is cognitive behavioural therapy, which is basically the way you change about thinking about your tinnitus.
Okay, so what does that actually mean? Is it processes and exercises that we should follow?
Going to habituation.
Oh, okay.
That's when you hear no negative emotional response to the sound, and in time you just don't hear the sound. It's just, we've got four effective keys that we always give to our clients. It's overcoming fears. Perception, which is huge, depends how you think about it, focus, and adjusting your lifestyle. And for me, I don't know if you want to hear a bit of basically my story, it's just very quickly that I got it, woke up with it, bang, did the whole thing of going to the GP, having the MRIs, having all the tests to make sure there was nothing else there, went to an ENT, still got it, still live with it, has no effect on me whatsoever. But in saying that, if there's any stress or something that, like, you're at work, I still work, if there's a bullying situation or you get upset about something, you'll notice that your tinnitus levels raise. And I get so many calls about my tinnitus won't go away. My levels are just huge. They've never been this big. And then you talk to them and ask what's causing it. And they're unhappy in their job. There's something in their life that's changed. It is a lot of how we manage it.
Yep.
And the calmer we can become, you know, yoga, all sorts of things that people try, you know, people try anything to get rid of it.
We get lots of calls about it too, Marg. Brian is on the line in Tyabe in Vic this morning. G'day, Brian.
Good morning.
We've got Marg here as well, along with Gerald and Zoe, so you've got some sympathetic ears for your ears.
Fire away, Brian.
Right. Well, I've got tinnitus and I've had it for quite a long time. Years, in fact. But I've also got palpitations of the heart. Now, I've got my palpitations under control quite good with Sotalol. However, if I do get a palpitation in the heart, for that fraction of a second when that palpitation comes on, my tinnitus goes away.
Huh.
disappeared.
Well, there we are. Look, how we physiologically explain that, Brian, I have got no idea. But I think the most important part, as Marg has emphasised, Brian, is that we've got to admit, like so many things, there's no magic pill that's a cure. So what we do is we try and lessen the effect it has on your quality of life. And it sounds like you've really, you know what to expect. The palpitations, tinnitus won't kill you, your palpitations might. So that's kept under control. And there's some quality of life things, some lifestyle things that Marg has mentioned. And there's lots of information out there about tinnitus. There's been some work done on one particular extract of ginkgo biloba that comes out of Germany. And there's also been a link, interestingly, Marg, with salicylate-containing foods. And there are medications you mentioned some, but I'm happy to mention some names fairly soon. So, Brian, the whole thing, it's a package. And back me up or disagree, Marg, please. But
no, absolutely.
Learn to live with it.
Absolutely.
Take the effect of your quality of life from an 8 out of 10 to a 3 out of 10 and get on with life and enjoy it. And that's the most important thing.
Absolutely. I think it's how you manage it, because it's your tinnitus. It belongs to you and nobody else. And you're the only person who can make a change in your life, as with any other illness.
Yeah, but as Zoe has mentioned too, anti-inflammatory food. There we go again, Zoe. Anything that's anti-inflammatory has got to make a difference to overall quality of life.
Mm. Yep. Great to chat to you this morning, Marg. Appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. We do have a website.
Please tell us.
Tinnitus.org.au.
Tinnitus.org.
Tinnitus.org.au. There is a DVD available, which we have put together, which is fabulous. People love it. Our clients are, coming all the time. It's not going away, so we try and help them as much as we can.
Yeah,
but it's up to you to do it.
All right.
Wonderful.
Nice to have you with us here on the House of Wellness, Marg. Appreciate that. We'll get to more of your calls in just a sec and into the kitchen as well with Zoe right after this.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Stock up and save with half price off the entire Go Healthy vitamin range now at Chemist Warehouse.
Did you know it can take up to 3 weeks before your flu shot actually begins to protect you? Well, why not get it early and arm up against the flu this season with a flu shot from Chemist Warehouse? It's quick, convenient and affordable. Plus, you don't need to bring in a script. The prescription and admin are provided on site by a qualified health professional. Now, this year, the vaccine is only $12.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Save journey time between the chemist and the GP. Simply book your appointment, pay online and turn up. Be confident. Arm yourself with a flu vaccination from Chemist Warehouse, but make sure you book early at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
And right across Australia, it is the one phone number if you'd like to reach our experts, 131-873. Gerald Quigley standing by, along with Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Leslie, we're coming to you in Kellyville. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Leslie. How can we help?
I've become very stiff in the back. I do need a hip replacement, but I'm still okay. I can do most things, but I've noticed just lately since I turned 7.
Yeah, you're still there, Leslie?
Might have just dropped out.
You've just dropped out. Yeah, and Leslie, 70 is not old. I used to think it was.
Now that you are 70, yes. So some thoughts.
Anti-inflammatory. So again, we go back anti-inflammatory foods. But the secret there is omega-3, so fish oil. Leslie, you've got to buy one with a high EPA DHA content. So you look at the label, and the dose is 1,000 milligram of that total. So a lot of the common brands are only 300 milligrams. So you've got to take 3 capsules at a time, which is a bit of a handful. So you buy a triple potency one, high potency one. You only need 1 capsule. You take it twice a day.
And naturally, obviously, we talk about the anti-inflammatory foods, but let's understand that we need to understand what pro-inflaming foods are. So they're the ones that cause the inflammation in the first place. So underlining allergies can be an issue here, so ascertaining what your allergies might be. The obvious is gluten and peanuts, strawberries, those types of foods, dairy. But then again, it's making sure that limiting the alcohol, the caffeine, processed food, as much raw, colourful, dense foods, oily fish that you can possibly eat is never going to do you harm.
All right, Leslie, I know you dropped out just at the end of your question there, but we covered that off, and we can list all those options too via our website, houseofwellness.com.au. Good luck. Thank you for calling in. Ian, we're coming to you in Nidri this morning. Hello, welcome to the House of Wellness.
Hi.
G'day, Ian. How can we help you?
I suffer from a condition I know as ichthyosis.
Yes.
Which I inherited from my Scottish grandmother.
But it didn't cost anything, Ian. You get it for free, don't you?
Yeah.
And how are you keeping it under control, ichthyosis? What are you doing about it?
Virtually nothing.
Look, it's a thickened skin. Now, are there particular areas, legs, arms, that are thickening up, Ian?
It's not the thickening, it's the drying off because of
the drying off.
Oil.
Well, you take, it's a fish oil, you eat plenty of fish, you take a fish oil supplement, and there is a cream that is a urea, U-R-E-A, 10% cream, and what that does is build up skin strength from underneath. So you rub it on two or three times a day, Ian, you'll be surprised how quickly that dryness is offset. So internally fish oil, externally urea 10%, oily fish, chia seeds, all those things that Zoe's mentioned so often. And, it's basic, Zoe, isn't it? We keep going back to them all the time because we just don't treat them with the respect that they deserve.
And it's like anything, it's cumulative. So it's not about looking at this as a short-term solution. Okay. It's understanding that this is something that we need to do long-term. And I guess the diet, if you like, per se, that we should be looking at the most is the Mediterranean style of eating. It really does encapsulate all of those yummy foods.
Yes.
And again, a bit of knowledge of what to do with them in the kitchen is always very helpful because, again, you want to take these foods and make them into something delicious and then you're more inclined to keep eating this way.
If we could look forward to eating them.
Yeah.
If we could do it in the south of France, all the better.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Ian, we're adding you to the draw for our $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher as all our callers. 131-873. Into the kitchen we go. Something delicious today. We're still in the grips of summer. We've had some really high temperatures right around the country in the last week or two as well. And you're offering some relief.
So this is actually a recipe that I designed originally for Emily because, my daughter Emily, my little almost five-year-old daughter. And it was about trying to find something cool and but really sort of healthy to get that extra bang of good nutrition. So this is a maca banana ice block. So maca is a root vegetable, but it's quite easy to add this powdered supplement into food. It's got a beautiful amount of natural, immune-boosting, supporting nature to it as well. I've actually mixed this also into mashed avocado, mashed banana, and even mashed potato and sweet potato. So what you do for this particular recipe, get those bananas that are looking a little bit unloved, the ones that are brown because they're nice and sweet and the kids tend to like those more and I tend to like those more. Natural yogurt, if you are lactose intolerant, you can definitely use a coconut yogurt, almond yogurt, soy yogurt. These are all fine to use. A little bit of coconut milk, which I find has that sort of rich, velvety texture to it as well. Vanilla bean or a little bit vanilla bean extract in there. If you need to sweeten it that little bit more, I suggest raw honey or maple syrup. There are the lower GI, sort of more sort of nutrient dense sweet foods to add into it. And a little bit of the Bioglan maca powder. Pop that into there as well, which is the interesting extra boost ingredient. I have also used spirulina and acai powders in this as well. So if you're finding that you're wanting a bit more of a berry intense flavor, you can do this with berries instead of banana. And all you do is you get some fresh strawberries. Don't put them in yet, but you blend everything in. And as you're pouring this into the mold, what you do is you get the strawberries and you layer them and you just slip the strawberries in. So then you get that little pop of red. So it looks really appealing because as we know, for most of us, we eat with our eyes first. That's our discerning nature to think, should I go with this or should I not go with this? So this is a really beautiful, colourful, simple, really simple. You can make these in bulk, bang them into the freezer, let them freeze for a couple of hours or overnight or however long till they freeze and pull them out and then eat those. It's a simple little cool, refreshing treat.
A little bit of nutrition by stealth too. By sneaking
that's
some mum,
that's parenting. Well, you know that one.
Absolutely. All our amazing recipes on our website, houseofwellness.com.au, if you'd like to follow up some of those. Let's grab a quick call before the break. Paula is standing by in Old Bar this morning. Hi, Paula.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Paula. How can we help you?
I just have a problem with weak nails. I've always had weak nails, and I'm noticing now that my thumbnail on my left hand and my left big toe, the nails are starting to split. And I'm just wondering if there's a supplement.
Well, there are a few things. The mineral of choice, Paula, is silica. Now, that comes in a couple of different ways, but the most absorbable way is in a liquid gel form that you only need to take once a day. So liquid gel, silica the mineral, and that for splits, no matter what way, particularly longitudinal splits, silica fixes it. But it being toenails, though, it, just be patient, Paula. Could take 6 months.
And a little bit of zinc in the diet is always going to help with nails because obviously it works with our immune function, serotonin levels. So these are in obvious things like seafood and beef, nuts and seeds. But again, you can supplement with something like this. It's around 15 to 25 milligrams as well.
All right, good luck.
25. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Paula. 131873 is our number. We'll take a quick break. We're having a look at the AFL women's season, which is well underway now. Superstar Brisbane Lions player Emily Bates will join us next here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Stock up and save with half price off the entire Go Healthy vitamin range, now at Chemist Warehouse.
Nice to have your company this morning. Right around the country, it's Ed Phillips here, joined by pharmacist Gerald Quigley and healthy chef and nutritionist Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Often we talk about probiotics. If you need a little refresher as to what they are and what they do, they are alive bacteria that naturally occur in some certain foods like yogurt and fermented vegetables. Even good old sauerkraut is high in probiotics. Well, BioGland's BioHappy 100 billion probiotic from Chemist Warehouse contains live probiotic bacteria that may help to support healthy digestive function as well as help to assist in the maintenance of healthy immune function. You may even find probiotics beneficial for lowering blood pressure and lessening the effects of gingivitis as well. BioGland BioHappy 100 billion probiotic is just $36.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Make sure you always read the label and use only as directed, and vitamin supplements shouldn't replace a balanced diet. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Our experts are here and at your call, 131 873 right around the country. Love to hear from you. Get yourself in the draw for that $100 gift voucher too to spend at any Chemist Warehouse store. Gerald and Zoe, we have Bev standing by in Preston this morning in Melbourne. Hi, Bev.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
I just want to know, I have got a bottle of apple cider vinegar. And I want to know how I can use it to help me with my weight, to keep my weight down.
First question, Bev, is it cloudy or is it clear?
It's cloudy. Actually, cloudy. It's not on the bottle. It's organic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well done. It's got in there what we call the mother. So apple cider vinegar is a fermented food. And how often, Zoe, do we talk about the benefits of fermented food for all the bacteria, 3 kilograms of bacteria that we carry in our tummies, Bev? How do you take it? Now, there's really no downside for apple cider vinegar. You've got to dilute it, so you mix it with some water. You can add a little bit of honey to taste because it can be a bit intense, or you can squeeze a lemon. About a tablespoon, 15 mil or so, once a day. Great way to start the day. Now, there's no clinical evidence that it does any particular benefit, but people who take this, Bev, tell me it helps their sinuses, it helps their indigestion, it helps them become regular, it settles their tummy down, it stops flatulence, all sorts of things. So obviously the fermented part, which is the mother, the cloudy bit, that's the part that actually is benefiting your body. So enjoy it.
And, you know, incorporate it into your diet. It's really easy. I make a delicious salad dressing, which is, I use the ratio of 3-2-1. So 3 parts good quality Aussie extra virgin olive oil, 2 parts apple cider vinegar, and 1 part a seasoning. So that could be a beautiful herb. It could be some sea salt, a little bit of tamari soya sauce, again, another fermented food. Pop that into a jar and just use that over salad dressing. But again, with that beautiful nature of apple cider vinegar, it's very good from the perspective of digestive enzymes. So it's just helping to support what your body is already ideally doing already.
Yum, Bev. Yum.
Gives that little bit of extra help.
Okay, there we go. Some great options. Make use of your lovely cloudy apple cider vinegar, Bev. Thanks for your call. 131873 is our number. Let's come to Marie now in Hallam. Hi, Marie.
Hi, boys.
And lady.
And girl.
And lady.
Thank you.
Look, my question is, I have a problem with the muscle or muscular pain, whatever you call.
Muscular pain. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I have a, like, not every day, but every few days, the very bad one, they're going like over my body, into my legs, or into my chest, or into my arm, for the just like a few seconds, and I can't scream how the stuff. And I try so many tablets, I see my doctor, the doctor gave me a few times different things, magnesium, this and this and this, and really nothing helped much. I'm all right for 3-4 days, no problem. That start, you know? And they're coming all day. Then I have to take the bad, strong tablets, to like a painkiller, and they help me out. But I, if you can suggest me some magnesium or whatever to help my problem. Thank you.
Marie, and look, it's a very common issue as we get a little older. You mentioned magnesium at night, really important because it gives you quality sleep. We've talked a couple of times this morning about the benefits of omega-3 fish oil, which is anti-inflammatory, turmeric, which reduces pain, either in supplement form that's absorbed or with food. Now, all of these things, as we've said a couple of times, Marie, it's not an instantaneous solution. It's a way of changing the direction that your body's going to minimize inflammation and pain and keep moving. Even though it hurts a little bit, keep moving and use those suggestions along with these food suggestions that Zoe will give you as well every day, not just every now and again, every day.
Yeah, it's really important. Obviously, Gerald's talking a lot about turmeric. You can buy active turmeric. So turmeric, if you're just using it, you know, grating it into food, you need to add a lipid, like an oil. So coconut oil is really nice, and a little bit of pepper, because there's an active component within the pepper as well that helps to absorb it. But you can actually buy an active form of turmeric powder, which you can mix into your food. You can put them into smoothies. You can put it into mashed potatoes or something like that. But again, it really, we talk about this all the time, the Mediterranean diet. It's the winner. It's the absolute winner. Lean red meat, small amounts, lots of fish as your main source of protein, legumes, pulses, nuts and seeds, lots of beautiful, colourful vegetables and fruit, lots of water and minimum alcohol. And that really is the winning diet to have all the time. And then have your little indulgences every now and then.
A couple of cheat days, you say? A
couple of cheat days, nothing. Well, cheat meals. Let's not go with days.
Okay, okay, gotcha. I tried to just get a little bit more than we were allowed to. Mm. There we go, Marie. I hope that helps. Kerry, good morning to you and Nari Warren. We're coming to you now.
Hi, how are you going? A couple of weeks ago, I heard Gerald talk about zinc tablets for clearing up your skin, which I bought them for my son, which was great. Yeah. But is there a side effect with it? Because he won't stop eating now, and that's the only thing that's changed. So my plan is, do I cut them back to save myself money, or do I keep him having nice skin?
Now, Kerry, the problem is that he's a boy and they are unfillable, as you know. Mm. So he's probably just going through a growth spurt. Mm. Zinc doesn't cause an appetite increase. Mm-hmm. If it's helped his skin by fixing any blemishes, that's wonderful, and that's a good outcome. But look, I'm sure he's just going through one of these usual growth spurts that girls go through them, but boys just take off like rockets. And before you know, he'll be looking down on you from 6 foot plus. And
well,
you'll be thinking, well, there you go. But that'll be why, Kerry. It'll just be his body's demanding energy and he's eating more.
It's interesting because there's a little bit of research that talks about how zinc improves sense of taste. So often we look at kids particularly that have deficiencies in zinc and they might be more inclined to be the fussy eater type. Simply, he might just be enjoying his food. But if you want to fill him up faster, the type of food he should be eating is protein-dense food, so good lean animal or vegetable protein, and lots of good fats. I mean, he's going to love it for his skin, his brain, but also you're going to love it because they're going to be better on the budget and they're going to fill him up faster.
Really good point. So he's now enjoying his food. He can taste all the beautiful things Mum's making.
Could be.
There we go, Kerry. Thanks so much for your call. 131873 is our number. It is the House of Wellness. The A to Z of vitamins coming up after this break.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Stock up and save with half price off the entire Go Healthy vitamin range, now at Chemist Warehouse.
It's been great having your company this morning. We do it every Sunday morning right around the country, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. We did have a great chat with tinnitus sufferer and counsellor Marg Staples a little earlier on. She's with the Tinnitus Association of Victoria. Really handy website, she pointed out, and I'll give it to you once more. It's tinnitus.org.au. That is the website to find this. Some DVDs you can get hold of as well and find out any more info if you think perhaps you're suffering from it, you've got some of the symptoms and you'd like to know a little bit more. Tinnitus.org.au. A to Z of Vitamins, time now. Gerald, we've been looking back in time, thousands of years, which we're grabbing some of the font of knowledge.
Indian medicine, yeah. Ed, Ayurveda, and we talked to Trifala last week for tummies. And I want to talk today about a herb called Shatavari, which is a rejuvenative tonic, particularly for women.
Okay.
Now, there's that word tonic. There are a number of academics who would like us to remove that word from our vocabulary. But there is a whole generation of us that have grown up with the word tonic, which means restore back to normal. So academia, tonic, tonic, tonic.
Mm, okay.
But we're not. We won't. One day we might not be allowed to use the word. What it does is just restore energy, particularly and more particularly suited to women. It is a beautiful, gentle herb that's now becoming more popular on the Australian market.
Mm-hmm. So how would we incorporate that into our daily?
Well, this comes as a supplement because mm-hmm. we're not really confident. Indian populations who are listening will be nodding saying, oh, yes, yeah, we've got that. We use it. So you can buy it in raw herb form, but it's available in supplement form as well. So for any balancing within any female system, be it digestion, be it reproduction, be it postmenopausal, Shatavari does play a tonifying role.
How interesting.
Mm. Now, the House of Wellness TV show returning to our screens in the next couple of weeks or so, and you've been delving deep into the world of herbs. You went on a little field trip not too long ago.
I was in Tasmania, spent a day, and that story will come up in about a month's time, with a lovely family who run an organic herb farm. And just absolutely outstanding. Just mm-hmm. a privilege to be down there.
Okay, good. And you've been cooking up nutritious and delicious specials.
Yes, we have indeed. We've got some really delicious recipes, which are really simple. We're kind of narrowing it down to just simple ingredients, five ingredients this year, and giving people lots of good ideas. And I also did a story on tea, which will come up in the next month or so. So, I'm a massive tea drinker. I really, really enjoy. But I learned all about the elements of tea, so the base tones, how to smell tea correctly, and to really match it to the personalities of which I've done of the host this year. So hopefully they'll like the tea that I've made for
them. It's funny, isn't it? We go to a wine tasting in Australia. Mm-hmm. We go to a tea tasting in China.
So it's quite interesting. They equated the way that we approach wine the same way we should approach tea as well, and how we look and decipher the different tones and smells and tastes in teas as well.
Isn't that interesting? And we've seen the explosion of the popularity of coffee over the last decade or so, certainly through Australia. Tea not far behind, to be fair.
I mean, you go to so many great tea shops, and I mean, there is a lovely ceremony, as you know, has been around for thousands of years.
Yep.
And it's a nice kind of pensive thing to be a part of. So I enjoyed that story.
All right, excellent. All right, we've had some fabulous calls today. We appreciate all of those. 131873 is the number to keep in the back of your mind when we rejoin you again next Sunday right across Australia. Someone's going to score a fabulous gift voucher right now, though. Who did you like from our calls today?
Ed and Zoe, bearing in mind 30% of the population is affected by tinnitus. Mm. Brian, you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse today because we hopefully have made a difference to your quality of life and others who may be suffering from tinnitus. So well done.
Okay, tinnitus.org.au is that website as well, and you can find us with our recipes, our TV show, our radio show as well, and stacks of great health ideas. There's an Ask tab, so you can reach Gerald for any of your queries as well. houseofwellness.com.au. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Gerald.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Zoe. Have a wonderful day and week, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
I'll see you next week, boys. Have a great weekend. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Enjoy your Sunday. Bye now.